We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Ferenza on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, season gets underway tomorrow. First off, you're making the switch to six-man this year. How's practices been going? How have the kids adjusted to the six-man game?
Oh, they've been adjusting pretty good. I mean, I've been telling the kids that it's still football. You still got to block. You still got to tackle. Just the angles and the space is a little different. That's where the struggle still is right now for us is the space part. But the kids are getting along pretty great, and you know, as coaches, we get to be a little bit more creative here, so we're enjoying life too.
Besides the fact that you're playing with two fewer players, both offensively and defensively, schematically, what's maybe the big difference between the six-man game and the eight-man game?
Big one is in six-man, everybody's eligible to go out for a pass. So you can't just say, you know, the center's not going out because he's covered up. And so we've worked on trying to make sure we know where the center is and other people like that. And of course, we don't have to worry much about, you know, straight up triple option like we used to run, because the quarterback can't run the ball. So things that we're going to have to adjust our brains to. And then I think we've done a pretty good job, our kids have, of adjusting to it.
Looking at this year's team, 12 players are out. Gabe returned four starters. Looks like you got a really nice nucleus to build around.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, you know, Ben Meehan, Coy Myers, Brantley Peterson, and Brady Wallace. Those are our four starters. They're all juniors and seniors, and they've all, you know, played for three. This will be going on their third season starting for us, so they've got a lot of experience, and they've grown, and they're a good, smart group of kids that will help our other kids, you know, coming up that are inexperienced, get going pretty fast.
We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Ferenza on the Area Coach's Corner as they get ready for their season opener tomorrow night, taking on Southern Coffee County. And first off, before we talk a little bit about Friday's game, how big of a challenge has it been to find teams to play? I know there were 26 teams in the state that are playing six-man football. Has it been a challenge putting together a schedule?
No, because thankfully, Keisha put us in districts. So we're in a 7-team district, so that got six games taken care of. We only had to find two. And so that made life real easy. We are playing SEC twice because they are in our district, and because, you know, if we didn't play SEC, we'd probably be traveling a ways. And of course, we've got picked up Southern Cloud, which is out by Beloit, which is about a 3.5-hour drive. But that's the nature of the beast, and we're happy we got our eight games.
As you get ready for tomorrow night's first game, what is it you're going to be looking for from your team this first time out?
I would say that I'm just looking at effort and physical. We're going to make plenty of mistakes just because it's all new, and you know, first game of the year, we're going to make our mistakes, and I just want to see us be physical and give as much effort as we can. And not make the, you know, effort mistake. You know, if we're going to make a mistake, we're going to do it hard.
Coach Ferenza, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck tomorrow night against Southern Coffee County, and good luck the rest of the season. We look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Hey, thank you very much, sir, and thank you for everything you do.
That's Waverly head football coach Nick Ferenza on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas on KVOE Live and Local.